Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Deb Lechner, who's the Director of Channel Marketing with Armstrong. Deb, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about this news that we ran on Wednesday, that you've started a relationship with Bim Smith, and we'll get into that in just a minute. First, a little background on you. I've known you for a long time. You started your career with Armstrong and then took a break, got with an ad agency, and then went with Starnet for about 9 years, and then went back to Armstrong, right?
That's exactly right. And a lot's changed from my first stint at Armstrong to my second stint at Armstrong Flooring, but very, very excited to be back and always fun to be in the flooring industry.
Yeah, and we should point out, I got 2 or 3 months or so ago, Armstrong restructured their support staff. So you now have a lot more responsibility because you used to focus just purely on commercial, right?
That's right. We did reorganize to better focus ourselves on the external customer and make sure that we were looking at our customers and our markets the way that our customers do. So as opposed to having an invisible line between residential and commercial internally here, we are now very focused on our channel customers. And so I have a broader responsibility across all of the channels that we serve.
All right. Well, I wanted to talk to you about this. I actually have some energy behind this. We did an article in our June issue around some of these web-based services. And most people know what BIM is. BIM, you know, certainly in the commercial side of the business, is a building information modeling. That's what it stands for. But what I don't know is what Bim Smith is. So tell us what that is, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. And it was interesting. It was new to me, too, Kemp. About a year ago at NeoCon, Bim Smith reached out to me and showed me what they were developing in concert with key architects to make their life easier in building seamless integration of products and then pulling that all together into complete assemblies for the business information modeling. So rather than go out to different manufacturer sites to gather the information that they need and then try to pull that together, they can do it all within one area. Makes it easy for them to do that, and they can actually build a floor from the bottom up, including, in this case, Armstrong Flooring.
So there's this, I guess, loose term called concept design services, which is where, you know, you've got a design firm, they want to engage someone to help them create some drawings, and, you know, they've got multiple options, but one of the options is Autodesk. I guess it's kind of a CAD/CAM program, and there's different companies that offer services to architects where they can take the building space and create some options for what the flooring might look like. And BIM is a 3D model-based process. I thought AutoCAD had some ownership in some of this, and I know that Bim Smith is Angularis Technologies. If you look at what AutoCAD has, they have Rivet, which is one of their packages. Yeah. So with Angularis, it's just that particular Bim Smith company, are they selecting partners in flooring in multiple areas? Are you one of the first flooring partners? Do you know about that?
We are, yes. We are the first flooring partner, and they are looking for partners in multiple areas. So, for example, Armstrong Ceilings has partnered with them as well. Uh-huh. And they're looking for leaders in each of the categories to be able to, you know, as I say, it's not just about flooring in this case, but being able to pull a full structure together. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, being able to actually, and the advantage for us, is specify products early in the process, much earlier than flooring typically comes into the equation.
I noticed they've got a relationship with some other companies like Sherwin-Williams, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So what you see this as being, and the reason that you were in favor of doing this, is that this is another tool in your toolkit, and it gives you a service through the Bim Smith that you can offer your design clients, right?
That is well said, yes. So we're always studying the customer journey. So in this case, the customer journey of an architect or a designer. And we know that that journey is evolving. It's not like it used to be 5 years ago where it was simply going to the library and pulling samples off of a shelf. And it's obviously much more digitally focused. And we want to make sure that we are there where our customers are and have the tools are participating in using the tools that are making their lives easier and you know, part of their journey. Mm-hmm. That's our goal. It is a free service that they offer to their customers. So the manufacturers are the people that are funding the platform. And so this service is offered free to the architects and the designers so that they can use it. And the benefit to us, of course, is getting our brand and getting our products in front of them where they're doing their design work and much earlier in the process. So we'll be demonstrating this service at our booth in NeoCon. However, BIM Smith will also be at NeoCon, and they are also very much in front of the architectural community at many of their trade shows to be able to offer this to the architectural community.
Okay, and so you're on the 7th floor this year, right?
That's correct.
All right, and BIM Smith will be on 7 as well?
Yes, that's right.
All right, well, I look forward to seeing you there, and thanks for sharing this new service that you're offering with our listeners. Again, been talking to Deb Lechner, the Director of Channel Marketing at Armstrong, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.